Well, it's opening day out at the KO. It's an exciting day, an exciting time of year if you're just a casual sports fan, and there's plenty going on out here as the Royals get set to play on the Twins at 3:10 this afternoon. Happy to welcome on and say good morning to Kayla Shively. She is working and helps put together the ticket packages for the season, some of the theme days that you guys have going on. So start of a new season, Kayla, how's it feel?
It feels great. Thanks for having me on.
What's kind of, as you get to this time of year, what is it like for you? I know it's kind of a ramp up throughout the last several weeks, but you finally get here. It's opening day. Are you exhausted already, or are you kind of running on adrenaline? What's it like?
We're getting to adrenaline now that we're getting closer to fans entering the ballpark and the game starting. But, yeah, it's exciting every opening day to really open the gates to all of our fans. This year we're going to have 38,000-plus fans here today. And so it's going to be busy. It's going to be fun.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but last year on opening day, it was freezing. Do you remember that?
So cold, yes.
So today should be much better. Might be a little windy this afternoon, but it's going to be, what, 60-something degrees. So it should be a full house, great day, and I know you guys are excited for that.
Yes, it's a perfect day to watch baseball today.
Absolutely. So take me through, after the excitement of opening day, what are you offering up the folks to get out to the ballpark and to watch this team and watch this group grow this season?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot coming up here in April. Saturday, we're giving away an MJ Melendez bobblehead. It's a very unique bobblehead because his arms exchange out to be different gloves for when he's a catcher, when he's an outfielder.
Oh, very cool.
When he's hitting. So it's a unique interchangeable bobblehead.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, so that's coming up on Saturday.
Saturday. First 15,000 fans get it.
All right, then, you know, Jackie Robinson Day is coming up too. So what do you guys have going on for that? K-State, obviously. I know you're going to have something involving them as well.
Yeah, so when the Braves come to town, that Friday night, the 14th, we'll have UMKC night. It's our first UMKC University night. And we're really excited to bring the Ruse to this K. So
that's fantastic.
Yes. And then Saturday, Jackie Robinson Day, like you said, we're going to give out playing cards that our creative team custom designed. They look fantastic.
Really?
Yes. And then Sunday is K-State Day, like you said.
Okay. So next Sunday or this Sunday?
Sunday the 16th.
The 16th. So, So
that
a week from this Sunday. Wow. So that's a busy weekend.
It's a busy weekend. April's
busy. What, because they're home, then they're going on the road, I think, next week, and then they're coming back for that weekend, 15th, 16th. So that's when all that action is happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about in terms of people who are looking at this season saying, hey, come out here, catch a couple games. What are the options for them ticket-wise that you guys are offering up this season?
We have a few options. I think one of the we just released it, so it's very popular right now. It's called our Fountain Pass.
Okay.
So for $40, a fan can get a standing room only ticket to every game that month. And it's like a membership package where each month we'll renew it, and you'll get a ticket to every game.
Ticket to every game, $40 a month, standing room only, but you're in the stadium.
But you're in the stadium.
Okay, so where is there like an official place for standing room? I've always wondered that.
Not exactly. Really anywhere along our outfield.
Okay.
Which is huge. There's tons of spots to view the game. Then also like our concourses where you can watch vomitories up at the upper level. So there's a lot of areas for people with standing room.
Okay, so it's just kind of, especially in the outfield, that's going to be your spot.
That's a very, you know, Rivals, Craft and Draft, those are open areas too for standing room only fans.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is.
Now, do you have to pay parking separately on each game for those?
Yeah.
Okay, so parking separate, but $40 gets you in the stadium to every home game. So you could renew that every month if you want.
Yep.
You could pick and choose months as you want to.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so
like
if
a renewable subscription.
Okay. Now, you know, you could do every month, or you could try to find the month where you know that there's a ton of home games and really get every bang for your buck. I'm just saying, you know, if that exists, if you really want to go month by month and analyze the schedule, you could figure out which month gives you the best bang for your buck.
You could do that.
If you're really intense about it.
If you really are.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty cool option.
Yes.
So, you know, there's all this talk, obviously, about this team moving to another stadium and whatnot, and I'm not necessarily looking for you to do a deep dive on that. But when you talk about building that relationship with season ticket holders, which I know is a big part of what you do, what's kind of the feedback on where we're at here at the K, what a future stadium could look like? What are those conversations like that you hear?
They're really positive. I think, you know, it feels like when John purchased the team, he's been talking about this for a while now. And so I think our season ticket members are excited. It's like now we're really ramping it up, and so they're just like excited to hear, where's it going to be? You know, what's it going to look like? Where are my seats going to be? There's a lot of excitement around it.
Do they – is that something that if and when, and I think that that day will eventually come, but will they be a part of the process, not necessarily in terms of designing the stadium, but just in terms of, you know, like you say, seat selection? You know, I'm sure there's some concern about how their prices might change on their tickets. So how does that weave into the conversation?
I mean, I think, you know, for me to be good at my job, I got to be able to hear what our fans are saying, what our season ticket members are saying. And so, you know, they'll definitely be a part of the process and choosing their seats and, you know, all of what it will mean to move to a new stadium.
When we talk about, you know, making those season ticket holders happy and keeping them happy, that's a big part of what you do. Success on the field you can't control, but what are the things that you try to control outside of what happens on the field to keep those people and keep the season ticket holder happy in general?
I think we try to we're bringing in a lot of benefits for in stadium, so they get discounts on concessions, merchandise. We'll get them in the gates early. We do a lot of events. Today we're hosting an opening day party.
Oh, very
cool. Yeah, so you know, over 2,000 season ticket members are coming out for food and watch the concert. And
oh, is that the Brothers Osborne concert?
Yeah, but we'll be out right out by the concert. So,
so that is only season ticket members?
Everyone will get to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just hosting a party for season ticket members right out at the Little K.
That's very cool. Okay, and that's before or during the concert?
Both.
Yeah. Okay. And when is that concert?
It's at 1 o'clock.
From
1 to 2.
1 to 2 is the concert. And where are they going to have them set up? Do you know?
On the Miller Lite Fountain Deck.
Oh,
out
okay.
In left center field.
But anybody who's coming out today can come in for the 1 o'clock show.
Yeah, come sit in their seats and watch it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for being here
you.
And for joining us. And happy opening day.
Yes, it's a great day.
Absolutely. Kayla Shively works in the – what's your official title, Kayla?
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
How would
I'm our senior director of ticket sales.
Senior director of ticket sales. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.